Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 796 and three quarters, down a half. July, 802 and a half, unchanged. Soft May wheat, 705, down three. July, 714, down two and a half, now two and a quarter. May corn, 510, down five and three quarters. July, 515 and a half, down six. December, 505 and a half, down six and three quarters. May soybeans, 1518 and a quarter, down five and three quarters. July, 1504 and a quarter, down 13. November, 1241, down seven. May soybean meal, 499.80, down 10. May soybean oil, $42, down 77. April live cattle, 145.30, down 20. May feeders, 180.15, down 42.5. And May lean hogs are 117.35, and they're down 292.5.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, overall tone of the marketplace is to the downside today. Is there an overarching reason?
Well, I think number one, of course, is the end of the month. We always know that that's a part of it. But I think beyond that, there's a number of things out there. You know, the Chinese yuan is at an 18-month low as far as being weak. China really made a fuss this morning about some sanctions that the U.S. put on a Chinese businessman who is supposed to have sold missile parts, I guess, to Iran. And so they're making a lot of noise, and that, of course, always makes the market somewhat nervous. And I think, you know, we're headed into the night session where the new variable price limits are going to come into play. And not that I'm saying that they're going to happen, but, you know, it's one of those things that always makes the market a little more skittish than normal, although, you know, we're not down very much.
So let's see now. That's a dollar for soybeans,
right?
35 cents for corn, and 45 cents for wheat?
No, 45 for KC wheat, 35 for Chicago wheat.
Okay, difference in the two wheat markets.
Right, right. But, you know, and that's, you know, we had deliveries today. Soy oil came in with 2,596 deliveries, which was really at the very top end. It was kind of surprising, and yet not so surprising when you look at what the demand for meal has been. And the only other delivery came in was Chicago wheat, which is at the low end. So, you know, no big surprises on the delivery market. Basis looks pretty neutral at the Gulf, you know. So I guess, you know, the overall thing, Dave, is there isn't any great big news today. It's, you know, and when you talk about bulls, they always talk about having to feed them daily. There's not a whole lot of food out there for them.
So I guess we're left with talking about where the next move will come and why it might come. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that, you know, of course, tomorrow is a new month. You know, we're just in the middle of the quarter, basically, is what it is. And so I think that the next move will come based on, well, a couple things. We did see the Ukraine come out and say, there's just no way their police or security forces, you know, can quell the unrest in the East. You know,
in fact, some of the police may be even joining those terrorists.
Yes, absolutely. And I had an experience talking to a fellow last week who had just been over there and said it was very interesting. He came around the corner and actually encountered a group of guys in camouflage clothes with axes and everything and thought he was dead. He was in Kiev, actually. And when he rounded the corner, there were all kinds of TV cameras and all kinds of stuff set up, and he said later he found out that that is a professional group that Russia sends into places to give the impression that it's much worse than the locals.
Hmm.
The locals kind of give up. So it was rather interesting. But he did confirm over there that they are not putting out as much fertilizer as what they had been in years past. He goes over there a lot. And so that's going to be interesting. So I think the Ukraine thing is in the background. I believe, you know, any kind of, if we show any planting progress, nobody knows for sure whether the active planting that went on here, you know, in Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa over the weekend actually was part of the number that came out on Monday because there's a variation. Some guys,
right.
Some states turn them in on Friday, some states turn them in on Sunday.
Sunday, you're right.
You know, so I think that, you know, the next big thing will, of course, be the, if there is planting progress that shows up on Monday night, I think that'll surprise the market quite a bit. And so that could be the next thing that sets the tone for, you know, for where we go from here. But, you know, in talking with guys up in Minnesota yesterday and in the Dakotas yesterday, and, you know, believe it or not, a few crazy guys, none of the people I was talking to went out and planted corn and in Minnesota. And it's been so cold there that, you know, they'll be replanting when the other guys start planting. But it's not a good situation there. So it'll be interesting to see how we progress. But I do think that the possibility of picking up more bean acres now becomes more real, not just because we're later, but just because of the whole situation in terms of when you look at the potential for, with old crop beans being at $15, guys may just plant more beans with the idea that we continue to see major tightness in this market.
Well, you got 506 versus 1242.
Yep, so. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and so, you know, I mean, that's a 2.45. So that's really not, you know, not outside the range. But it's just a situation. It costs a lot more to plant corn.
It's just right there on the range, depending on your other inputs that you're going to think about it.
That's right. And the other thing, too, I think when you look at the bigger picture, you know, is just the whole idea that even if they plant corn, will they plant at a lower population? Will they plant with less fertilizer than in the past because of the fact that it doesn't have as good a price as it had in the past? And so we won't know any of that till we get to the fall. But, you know, that'll all be stuff that we're talking about. I thought it was interesting seeing the wheat tour come in, you know, with quite a low number in parts of Kansas at 34.7. And yet, another good example, no great shakes in the futures market.
Right.
Well, you know, if you look at it for the month, July's gone up 38.5 cents already this month. So it was anticipating that they were going to find some pretty poor numbers, you know. And so I was just looking at the monthlies, Dave. I'll tell you, July beans up 77 so far as of today. Corn up 10, Chicago wheat 15, meal $27, oil penny 66, which is a big move in oil. And hogs, May hogs down $6.60 this month so far.
So which all to me, to the on the ones that you suggested have gone up, presses the question, where's the impetus going to be to continue to go higher on the long side, and who's going to enter the marketplace at these levels?
Well, that's just it. I think, you know, what we've seen is defense coming out of the funds. You know, they've been defending their long positions, and that has given some people, some guys who are fund followers, you know, floor people, that type of thing, you know, that's given them some confidence. But I do believe that, you know, the confidence is waning. And so unless we get, you know, weather forecast that says, you know, we're going to be out. But we have to remember, last year between May 11th and the 21st, we planted 47% of the crop.
It was one of the most amazing things I saw.
Yeah,
since
it is.
I've been in this seat. It was just incredible.
Yeah, and this is realistic. One of the crazy things that we've been hearing, though, is we have been hearing guys who are having problems with their GPS. And
really?
Yeah, and you've been hearing it. I heard it in Iowa. I've heard a few places here in Illinois, and nobody seems to be able to just lock down why it's happening. But that is a concern, I suppose. If you're if you're in a tractor and it's not turning when it should,
speculators hiding in the bushes with anti GPS devices.
maybe they have the little joystick things, you know, and they're driving them around. But anyway, it's going to be an interesting year. There's no question about that.
Okay.
I'd never underestimate the ability of the farmer to be able to plant. The key comes down to, will we exceed the 91.7 million acres on corn?
Right.
You know, that's really the bottom line. And so we also won't know that for a little while yet. But I can tell you there are some guys here in Illinois that are rather large, that are 85% done. You know, some guys that are 100% done. So.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Have a good one.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. And she is in Champaign, Illinois. May corn trading 5.10.5, down 5.25. July 5.16, down 5.5. December 5.06.25, down 6. May beans 15.18, down 6. July 15.04, down 13.25. November $12.42 and three quarters, down 5 1/4. Mega soybean meal, $4.99.40 now, down 50. Mega soybean oils, $42.09, down 68. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.